recently there was a fire that almost destroyed the Inca ruins in Machu Picchu. A terrible fire. It burnt nearly 20,000 square kilometers. And fire was raging throughout the jungles, leaping from mountain to mountain. The archaeologist in the area helicoptered in a medicine woman from a nearby village who performed ceremony, who called on the spirit of Jaguar to bring order out of this chaos that was ravaging the mountainsides. And this was in the dry season when it never rains in Peru. Within 6 hours of her doing her ceremony, the rains gathered and broke out and extinguished the fire just as it was entering Machu Picchu. So the gift of the shaman is the gift of engaging in an active dialogue with all of life, with the entire universe, with a universe that speaks back to you, that talks back to you. And that is the shaman's contract. I remind our students, I say to them, this is the shaman's contract. Your contract with spirit is that you call and spirit answers. You call, spirit responds. Not 60% of the time, not 80% of the time, not 99% of the time, 100% of the time. You call and spirit answers. But then I remind my students that they didn't read the fine print in the back when they signed on to this contract. It sounds like a great contract. I call and Jaguar responds. Spirit answers in all of its manifestations. And then you read the small print. The small print says that spirit calls, you answer. Not 40% of the time, not 80% of the time, not 99% of the time, not, well, when I have my retirement plan fully funded, maybe when my children are grown, I haven't slept all week, I need the rest. Sunday, I'll respond to spirit. No, spirit calls, you respond 100% of the time. In fact, the lore is that if you have to wait for spirit to call, for you to respond, it's too late. That you have to say yes even before spirit calls. That you have to live in yes, live in a constant state of yes. Saying yes to life, yes to spirit, even before it calls. But this is the agreement of the shaman. And today as Western shamans, this is the agreement that we have with spirit. We call, spirit answers. Spirit calls, yes. And spirit calls in many different ways. The most terrible of ways is through illness, through crisis. And we've all been through that. We have all been exposed to loss, to suffering. The sweet ways of spirit calling is when we say yes to life without the need of crisis, without the need of illness. It's when we attend to that voice, which is the voice of our own destiny, that is summoning us to who we're becoming. And we say yes to that voice. And we don't postpone the call. We know in our hearts what that call from spirit is. It's there all the time. It's there for all of us. And when we say yes to that call, we're saying yes to ourselves. We're saying yes to our loved ones. We're saying yes to love. We're saying, yes, fear no longer drives me. So it's the practice of yes. The call is always there. If you don't know what spirit is calling you for, get quiet, listen. Go to that place in nature that we visited earlier. Listen to the wind, to the river, to the earth, to the grasses, to the crickets. Listen for what spirit is calling you for. Spirit has a task for each and every one of us. Spirit has a unique way that each one of us is to dream this world into being. Sit quietly. Listen. It will be revealed to you. You already know.